latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Boss Pep Guardiola wants his side to be more clinical in front of goal following the 3-2 victory at West Brom on Saturday afternoon. Leroy Sane inspired the league leaders to their 8th successive Premier League win with victory at the Hawthorns, but Guardiola not totally happy. Well, City had 78% of the possession and created 15 chances in total, but were made to hang on at the end after Albion's substitute Matt Phillips scored in stoppage time. Well, Guardiola said, "We create, I don't know how many, and scored just 3. In those terms, we have to improve. We need to be clinical if we want to win titles, but football is unpredictable." Well, German winger Sane sent City on their way when his vicious free kick from 15 yards flew past goalkeeper Ben Foster. That was his 8th goal of the season, same as strikers Sergio Aguero and Gabriel Jesus. The Baggies hit back only 3 minutes later when Jay Rodriguez lifted his effort past Edison after Gareth Barry played him in, but the euphoria from the home support returned to derision soon after the restart when Sane supplied Fernandinho and his drive deflected off a couple of Baggies players and hit the foot of the post before trickling in. West Brom once again sat back after the break and were punished in the 64th minute when substitute Raheem Sterling tapped in his 9th of the season after a swift move started by the excellent Sane. Well, Phillips set up a nervous finish for City, but Guardiola's men hung on to take another crucial 3 points. And finally, Manchester City face competition from Everton in the race to sign Arsenal star Alexis Sanchez. It's looking increasingly likely that Sanchez will leave the Emirates Stadium at the end of the season as he refuses to pen a new deal. It's now claimed that Everton are in the hunt as well, although it's thought Sanchez would turn down any chance of a move to Goodison Park as he holds out for a move to Manchester City, where he could link up with Pep Guardiola once again.